This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iran's new president has condemned the killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has vowed revenge on Israel over the killing of Hamas's political chief. He says Israel prepared a harsh punishment for itself after Ismail Haniyeh was killed in a pre-dawn airstrike in the Iranian capital Tehran. "We consider his revenge as our duty," Khamenei said. There has been no immediate comment from Israel on the strike, which hit Haniyeh in his residence hours after attending the inauguration ceremony for Iran's new president. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The killing of Ismail Haniyeh in an airstrike in Tehran on Wednesday, blamed on Israel, has stunned the international community. Middle East expert and Cambridge lecturer Roxanne Farman-Farmayan believes the ceasefire talks will now end because of Haniyeh's death.
He was someone who was very skilled at negotiating, and so Hamas has lost an important person in their team, but so have the negotiators that have been attempting to get a ceasefire deal through.
Some Israelis are celebrating the death of Haniyeh, but also fear possible retaliation as well. Yael Sendler is a nurse in Tel Aviv.
I wouldn't be surprised if they take out an attack towards Tel Aviv right now. I think a lot of people are skeptical what it may lead to, but we don't want to prematurely be super happy and congratulate each other and be in high spirits.
Israel has yet to comment on the attack or claim responsibility. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Carter Center said it was unable to verify the results of Venezuela's presidential election and blamed authorities for a complete lack of transparency in declaring Nicolas Maduro the winner without providing any individual polling tallies. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Political turmoil continues in Venezuela while the Carter Center, invited to monitor the presidential election there, said it was unable to verify the results and blamed authorities for a lack of transparency. President Nicolas Maduro is claiming victory in Sunday's election as some of his political allies call for opposition leaders to be arrested. The election was among the most peaceful in recent memory, but demonstrators took to the streets after Maduro was declared the winner by a national electoral council that is loyal to the ruling party. Venezuela's attorney general told reporters more than 700 protesters were arrested and an officer was killed on Monday. At a large opposition rally in Caracas, supporters waved tally sheets and banners as leader Marina Corina Machado spoke from atop a truck and called for the results to be released. I'm Jennifer King.
India deployed its military to help rescuers as they looked for survivors and searched for bodies in the hills of Kerala state in the wake of deadly monsoon landslides that tore through villages on Tuesday. Rachel Graham from Reuters has more.
Soldiers and rescuers looking for survivors and searching for bodies in the hills of India's Kerala state on Wednesday, a day after scores of people were killed in monsoon landslides.
In the morning.
I've lost my son and grandchild. The river swept them away. I don't have a life anymore. I have lost everything.
Around 1,000 people had been rescued from the hillside villages and tea and cardamom estates in Wayanad district. Heavy rain in Kerala led to the landslides early on Tuesday, sending torrents of mud, water and tumbling boulders downhill and burying or sweeping people away to their deaths as they slept. It was the worst disaster in the state since deadly floods in 2018.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Former top BBC TV news anchor Hugh Edwards pleaded guilty on Wednesday to three counts of making indecent pictures of children. Fiona Jones reports.
Former top BBC anchor Hugh Edwards, who led coverage of major events, including the announcement of Queen Elizabeth II's death, pleaded guilty on Wednesday to three counts of making indecent pictures of children. Edwards, who was the BBC's highest paid journalist until he quit in April, appeared at London's Westminster Magistrates Court. During the hearing, the prosecutor said 41 still or moving images had been sent to Edwards by an adult male on WhatsApp. Two were described as pornographic videos of a child, possibly aged 7 and 9 years old. Edwards' lawyer emphasized that the charges he pleaded guilty to were related only to images sent to him via WhatsApp.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.